All right. I think this thing's working, and hopefully I'm not going to get caught in a whole bunch of rain today again. All right. See, I was thinking about work. Because yesterday we interviewed a guy for a professor job. And I'm not going to talk about that because that's confidential, of course. But it got me thinking about the whole thing. Because, I mean, I was talking to one of my colleagues and I said, boy, these are long days. And he said, yeah, probably longer for the person we're interviewing. And I said, oh, point taken. Because I haven't had a job interview since 1998. Yeah, that's the last one I had. Oh, no, I had one. That's right. I did have one in 2000, maybe, at Dipissing University. I was in Newfoundland at the time, and I went up there. I didn't get the job, obviously, so apparently I blew it. I don't know how. To this day, I don't know how. And I know the chair of the department there. I should just ask him. Probably doesn't remember. Doesn't matter. It all worked out. But, like I said, just got me thinking about work and how, first of all, I'm so far removed from looking for a job, which is a nice luxury. You know, especially in the current climate. But it's weird because, except for working with my dad, I've only ever had academic type jobs. I was a research assistant. That was the first job I had. It's besides working for my dad pulling rivets on flight cases. So, yeah, the first thing I did was I was an RA. It was a sweet deal too. I ran these rats in this experiment for like 4 hours a week, and I got paid $500 a month, which was okay money in 1986, 87. And then I had two NSERC undergraduate student research awards, so it wasn't really an application, but there was no interview or anything like that. I filled out a form, NSERC gave me money. Or gave Western money. And then I was a TA a lot in grad school. Again, those are jobs, but there's no interview. You just, like, get picked. Whoa, there's a bee. I'm afraid of social insects that sting. They're organized and they can hurt you. I don't think that's good. But anyway, it's such a weird thing because the freedom that I have in this job is so different from, I think, what a lot of people have. I think, because I just don't fucking know. I don't know what it's like to, I almost don't know what it's like to have a boss. I had a PhD supervisor. She was kind of like my boss. But, you know, as time went by, she was more like a colleague, right? So it's really strange because it's a thing that's in our culture. Having a boss, having to do this or that, doing what you're told. And one of the advantages of being an academic is you basically run where you work. It sounds like socialism. And as long as you're doing your job, no one really gets on your ass, right? So I work a lot at home because I can write at home. I can do all my apartment chair things by email, so I can be home. I've got the flexibility to go pick up and drop John off at school. And sometimes I forget what a luxury that is. I don't usually forget it, though. It is different, though. So yeah, I've never had this sort of experience. I applied for jobs as a kid. Never got them. It was always the case. See, I would always answer questions honestly. Maybe that was my problem. So on application forms, it would ask if you had anything that would be a hindrance to you, you know? And I'd always mention my vision. And then I'd also say, it doesn't hold me back in any way, but you should be aware of it. And I'd never get interviewed. In 80, when the hell was it? 85, 86, probably 85, there was a census. Remember those? Remember we used to have censuses? Before, you know, they just decided to get four members of the Conservative Party together and make stuff up. Anyway, across the street here. So yeah, need to write a test. So I went to write the test, and you know, I'm a bright enough guy. So I get a call. I'm the first person done the test, by the way. Like 300-400 people write this test. It was in London. And I get a call, and the person said, you're still interested in the census? And I said, yeah, sure, you know, a little extra money, and a few weeks, good times, you know. And she said, well, you got the, not only did you finish first, like time-wise, you're the first person done, you also have the highest grade. You didn't get any wrong. Now, that's not that impressive. These were not hard questions. Simple math. Really, seriously, simple math, simple reading comprehension. You know, could you take a census, basically? I didn't know how, like, 85% of the people didn't get perfect. But anyway. So she says, okay, I'd like to do sort of a pre-interview on the phone. Okay, so I wasn't really ready, but what the hell. And we're going through it, and I'm answering all the questions. And yes, I'm a second-year university student, blah, blah, blah. Got good grades, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Is there anything that I should know besides this? And I said, well, I'm legally blind with my glasses on. And she said, so you couldn't do it maybe in a, like a, you might have trouble recording some of the responses in a place with really dark hallways. I said, oh, no, I can do that. I don't read large print books or anything like that at school, so I'm used to, I've got my own sort of coping mechanisms. And I thought it all went well. Never got a call back. Bitch. I mean, that was discrimination. That's what that was. And it's really annoying. On the other hand, like, you get job interviews for an academic job. It's like, you know, you give a talk. You give a teaching demonstration. You meet the president. You meet some dean-level person. You meet with the department. They ask you questions. Favorite question I got was my job interview at Newfoundland. They said, what do you think of committee work? And I said, it's a tragic waste of the human spirit. And then I got asked a question by a person in sociology, an external person. And she said, what's the human applicability of your research on memory and animals? I said, would you like the short flippant answer? And I said, none, don't care. Next question. And, apparently that got me the job, I was told later. That and arguing with somebody. Successfully arguing with somebody. So that was kind of funny that that happened. But yeah, that's my experience. I have, like I said, a different experience from work, of work than you people do. You bunch of non-academics. Anyway, that sounded pretentious. It wasn't meant that way. Okay, maybe it was a little bit. Oh, well. Anyway, I think I should probably wrap this up because the bus will be here shortly. But I think I'll play a song that has to do with university. It's called First Semester Freedom Fighter. And it's a good song. And, you know, I don't know what the hell to say anymore. Talking to yourself is hard and you look like an idiot.
These are godless times. All right.
Until next time, I'll see you in the future, as Jonathan says.